Welcome back to the PackCast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back
to the PackCast. We up in this piece. We got B Jizzle. We got M Dodo. We got Money Q.
And everything I say is golden.
I'm back, bitches.
You know, we got a special guest up in the house doing some extra work with us this week and every week going forward. We got Wesley up in the house. He's doing some video for us, and we appreciate everything that he does
because
he's
a PAC member. Star Hip Wes.
Starship, nigga.
No, it's Starhip. It's Starhip.
I got to talk about my typo.
A.K.A. Starhip West up in the place, baby.
Starhip West is up in here.
But real talk to you. Hold on, though. When are we going to stop calling this nigga a special guest? He worked with us now.
He's packed, baby.
He on it.
Hey. Yes. Okay.
I mean, it's cool. I'm just saying. This nigga been a special guest for like four times now. Hey.
I like how you diverted the conversation from that good laughter, though. That was a good laugh. Thank you, Mondo. Mondo, I appreciate you.
I'm back.
Well, it has been. We missed last week, so
yeah,
we back this week, and Mondo turned into a Pirates of the Caribbean up in this mug. Tell me about that.
Motherfucking Nick Fury. Tell me about your week. I'm getting ready for Halloween.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
That's right. Get my Nick Fury cosplay on, baby.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. But nah, yeah. Fucked up my eye. That's how that goes. Welcome back to the PackCast.
What else happened this week?
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we've been gone for a
minute.
Wait a minute.
How did you fuck up your eye? Because I heard you got jizz in it.
I don't know where you heard that from.
Oh, you know.
The streets, nigga.
Was you there?
The streets, homie. Yeah, the streets.
How did you know, Money Q?
The streets is out there, bro.
I heard rent was passed in.
Oh, yeah, shit, you got a boy. You got to pay the bills off 10th Street, baby. Hallville.
Somebody told me that you bought a two-pack eye patch and you put one on your eye and one on your booty hole.
Nickname Milk Dog.
Shit sucked, Q. I had a bout with COVID. And then that kind of transitioned to the eye off some crazy shit. And then can't see out my left eye, but you know, hell, I'm just happy to be back.
So Mondo had that a versus battle against COVID.
Yeah,
who won?
Shit, that was a UFC battle. Shit, this motherfucker fucked me up. I got kicked in the face and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. But now I was dealing with that. And like I said, yeah, that week was, for the most part, let's see, Super Booker T, you had it. Q, I feel like you've had it, but I don't know.
I've not had it.
When you was in the hospital, bro, I'm pretty certain that was COVID.
Well, bitch, they would have told me. Oh, trust me, I was in the hospital for 5 days, and they did all kind of tests.
I was like, I don't know. I think you had that shit.
Well, good, you're not a doctor, so I didn't have it.
Dr. Swan.
You look like a black Dr. Evil.
Oh, shit, $1 million.
I'm so mad T jumped on that because it was stupid.
Yeah, hey, when BJ left that, but he opened it up for the Dr. Evil thing.
But I did get a COVID shot about a week or two ago.
I did get
vaccinated.
Get the fuck out of here. One of the naysayers.
Yeah.
You did. I'm proud of you.
Did it for my wife.
That's what you're supposed to do, though.
Give it to me, babe.
Give it to me, babe.
Give it to me.
But nah, you dealt with that shit, man. And it's like something's happy to be back. I did get into some other shit, though, but I don't know if that's what you was asking me.
No, I was asking you about your week.
Let's see,
it's been 2 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, so. before COVID, I went to Pennsylvania with the lady. Her brother had a baby shower.
And that was around your birthday, right?
Him and his missus the week following. So, yeah.
So, were they both at the baby shower, the husband and the wife?
They were. So, it was a big family friend gathering. That was it was a lot of fun. Of course, you posted some videos and shit, had me wearing pink and shit. You know, it was a...
Oh, yeah, I saw that on
you
Facebook.
You seen, yeah, the pink, yeah.
You know, I was talking shit.
Yeah, I seen,
but,
yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, you look good.
Thanks.
You look good in it, but I was talking shit on Facebook.
She dresses me up like a black Ken doll, so yeah, I don't mind because I'm really bummy.
You should mind about that.
I don't mind at all. Mm. Had me looking good.
I'm about to say, you should probably actually go with, it's cool, because... Mondo do be running around bummy.
Hey, everybody know motherfucking BJ give me clothes all the time.
Man, y'all 50.
He got on BJ shoes right now.
Hold on, let's keep it real.
I just feel like you feel bad for me.
Let's keep it real here. Let's keep it real here. It's 50-50 because Mondo actually dresses like amazingly sometimes.
Yes,
like
I don't know what the occasion has to be.
Sometimes that nigga show up, you're like, damn, nigga, okay, look at you.
The sun had to shine on the dog's ass that day. I must be feeling myself. But no, I did that, man. We had a great time, met her family. And that was fantastic. And like I said, the following week, then that's when we was headed back, boy. I was Earl Boykins Jr. Because after that, I was like, oh, I feel like something. And then, you know, shortly after that, I got sick. So
are you saying Earl Boykins as in throwing up or just sick?
Oh, yeah, throwing up. Okay. Definitely throwing up. Okay. It was like some other shit. So yeah, as like I said, but yeah, had a great time doing that. This past weekend, my cousin came to town. Desmond, good to see you as always. There you go.
So you mentioned baby shower.
Yeah.
Right? Do you guys, I'm hoping, and if not, sorry for not giving the invitation. But do you guys remember the diaper party? Have you guys heard of diaper parties?
Yes.
Right. Baby showers and the diaper parties.
Yes.
So like when my wife was pregnant with the twins,
mm-hmm.
we had, you know, they had their baby shower and got all these things. And we had a diaper
party. I was there.
Dude.
I felt like I bought diapers too.
No, yeah. I mean, I invited a lot of people. But I feel like that is one of the most player ideas ever.
I'm down with that.
Like, I provide a drink, and all you guys, and Tamika made food.
Yep, it was
and
food.
And all
yep.
you guys needed to do was bring diapers.
Bring diapers, baby.
Do y'all know we didn't really have to buy diapers at all for our twins?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I almost wanted to throw another diaper party just to get
more.
Ain't nothing like a diaper party.
Ain't nothing like a diaper party. Nah.
It's a motherfucking diaper party.
Oh, Matt Damon. So, Q, how was your week, the past week, 2 weeks? I know you was in the hospital for a little bit there. But
I had a blast. The last 2 weeks I went, but I think the hospital was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. But
okay.
Last week, I ain't going to even try to remember what the fuck I did last week.
That's what's up.
Don't know. But this week, this current week, kicked it with you on Tuesday.
Hey, look, we going
to
get to that.
I know we going to get to it.
We going
to
get to that.
But kicked it with you, that was a real fun time. Got fucked up well before noon.
Yeah.
Cornhole, pool, kicking it, you know what I mean? Met your neighbor, so that was cool. Thursday, it was my cousin's Huli's birthday, which is why we had to push the meeting Thursday. So went out at a place called Wolfie's out in Geis. Nice little spot. Nice spot on the water. It's kind of like a Rick's Boatyard.
Okay, I was going to ask.
But I feel like it's more upscale. Because it's in okay. Guy. Rick's okay. Boatyard's on 38, 56th Street.
Well, I mean.
38th Street.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still a good. It's not
I don't
like.
Know, it's nice.
It's
nice.
Not like going to Red Lobster. It's a little bit more upscale than the Red Lobster. Absolutely. But it probably ain't where you were talking about.
Right. So, but that was fun. They flew out to Vegas for the weekend for their birthday there. Me and the family actually ended up going to the fair today. We normally. When we go to the fair, we do the cheap day, right? $2 Tuesday.
But it's Thursdays now, right?
Right. I believe they fucking shut the fair down Monday and Tuesday.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Wednesday. So they moved it from $2 Tuesday and changed it to $3 Thursday. But we weren't able to make it Thursday because of the birthday party. So we thought we were going to miss the fair this year. But our girl, shout out to Renee. Hey, let me tell y'all, son. I can't wait till y'all. If she ever gets on the show, y'all meet Renee. She's a character. She is one. You guys will love her. She is very particular. She knows what she wants. And nigga, let me tell you something. If you are out and about with her at a restaurant, at a store, or anything like that, it bets to be 100% how Renee likes it. Like this motherfucker get a blue cheese salad with no lettuce, just blue cheese. And they'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, that's what I want. I'm paying for it. That's what I want. And she'll get it.
So you just want a bowl of blue cheese?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yep. And I don't know if that is the specific accurate, but that's how she is. Like, you know, yeah, she wanted, she wanted, she paying for it. That's how she get it. But she, that's one of Tamika's Ace Boncones. But she hooked us up with some good fair tickets today. So
nice.
We ended up going to the fair. Boys loved it. Good times. And I think that is all for my week. Still ain't got no job. However,
you ain't got no damn job.
Nigga, I said that already. I am on the hunt, and hopefully I'll be starting with the VA, the Veterans Affairs, here within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll see.
Alrighty.
That's my week.
That's what's up. Well, my week, you know, I had a birthday up in this mug.
Happy birthday, motherfucker!
Yeah! Super Booker T, happy motherfucking birthday.
Hitting that 43, you know what I mean? It's been a long week, actually. I had to go do a lot of stuff this week and over the past week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever. And, like, last week it was crazy because I got a lot of stuff going on at work. And it ended up turning out that my boss quit, his boss quit, and the inventory manager quit too. So when I go to work tomorrow, I don't even know if a boss gonna show up.
Well, you know what time it is, T. Yeah.
No.
Who's got the keys to the place? Remember last time?
The service manager gave the keys to the shop foreman, so the shop foreman has the keys to the shop.
Maybe you guys should have a meeting in the morning to discuss it.
Is one of the bosses that quit? Like one, the new boss that was like, you ain't got to come in on Wednesdays because I won't be here on Wednesday, or something like that.
No, he said we ain't got to come in at 8. We can come in at 8:30.
Yeah,
and I was still like, nah, y'all ain't nah.
But he quit. He gone.
He just left on Friday.
Okay.
On this past
Friday. Was you involved in any of this?
Nah, I didn't do nothing wrong.
I don't know. Fuck around with T.
Getting that doggy look, man.
If I was forced to bet one way or the other, I bet you T has something to do with T, motherfucker.
Like, my boss quit, his boss quit, and another manager quit from the inventory side. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, all this happened on Friday, so I'm eager to see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, I had a birthday, and we went to Cooper's Hawk in Avon. Plainfield.
I love it.
That's fancy.
And fancy. When you say the word fancy, I'm talking a couple $100 fancy for the three of us just to eat. But it was such a good time. Like, hung out with Q, man.
Wait a minute. It is fancy, and it can be. What did y'all get? Did y'all get a lot of shit?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because it can. If you start getting a few appetizers and a nice meal.
Yeah.
But I'm like, shit, we could.
It was the three of us. We went in.
Okay.
So, you know. But you came over.
And Bug is getting big, so I know that motherfucker is throwing down food.
Bug, that little motherfucker can eat.
I don't take my kids to the fancy places.
Man, I had no choice. It was his birthday, man, and Bug wanted to be there for his birthday, so I had to sacrifice the change to do it. You know what I mean? But it was like Cooper's Hawk. If you've never been there, go there. It is a ridiculously good winery steakhouse, and like their food is made to perfection. They give you like all these different samples before you sit down and eat. So you'll sit down, you'll go in there, and basically it's a big bar. And then while you're
food samples or
liquor? No, wine.
Okay.
Wine. All wine.
Ooh, wine.
Mm-hmm. So, like, dude, they got this blueberry wine. I'm here to tell you, it is off the chain.
These niggas got flutes. Let me tell you something.
They got flutes, nigga?
Nigga. And growing up, when I heard the word flute, I'm thinking of that instrument.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Pied Piper. You know, motherfucking luring kids to caves and shit.
Nah, nigga. When you talking about drinks, you can get a flute. And it comes with like 4, 5, 6 different liquors. And nigga, it's amazing.
So it's not a real flute?
No, it's the flute. It just ain't the instrument. It just ain't an instrument.
Oh.
They got the drink called Three Wise Men. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Jack?
Jose. Jack, Crown, and
this nigga. No.
I would have been more impressed.
Jack, Jim, and because it's the name. Crown isn't the name. It's not Crown.
Yeah, it's not
Jack,
Crown.
Jack, Jim, and fucking what's the third guy? But yeah. Actually, to be honest with you, I think the third guy gets switched out because sometimes they use Jose. Sometimes they use a different whiskey. I can't think of who it is right now.
Well, anyways. So I ended up having to go to my son's back to school night, and that was on Wednesday after my birthday. And I saw Echo Channing. Remember Echo?
Yeah, I remember Echo. Yeah.
So I saw, yeah. So I saw her. Did that on Wednesday. Then Thursday, I tried to chillax and kick it. Friday, went out again for my birthday. I ended up going out 2 weeks ago after Comedy Sports. I ended up going out to my boy. I got a guy named Terrell, and I went to his birthday is August 13th. So happy birthday to him as well. I went to his crib for a birthday party. We were supposed to go bowling at Royal Pen, but he ended up canceling it, and I went to his crib. Now, the crazy part is I went after I got out of off stage, I went to what the GPS is like, you're here. I'm like, okay. So I walk up, and all these people are out there. So I'm like, okay, it looked like a party. So I walk up. It's not his party.
Whose party was it?
Some white people's party, man. I don't know who it was.
Is he white?
Nope.
Okay.
But he know white people.
So he's walking up to
I just walked up and I was like, hey, is Terrell here? They was like, nah, we don't know Terrell. I'm like, because I guess we're the it's off of Raymond Street.
Music stopped and everything, did it? So your ass walked in there. Ain't no Terrell here, boy.
Now you gone, you get. But like, I guess where Raymond Street is, where I was going, like the bridge and stuff, it's all getting worked on, so they have construction on both sides. So it was sending me one way, and I went the way it sent me. But when I got there, it was telling me to go to the other side, and I just didn't notice it.
You know what that reminds me of is one day when Mondo used to live in Speedway.
Yeah.
And we were going over there, hanging out, whatever, and I went over there, and I went up to the wrong fucking apartment. And the door was unlocked and everything. So
you walked in.
Yeah, I walked in the apartment. It was like, hey, what's up? And it was this dude laying on the couch. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And he was like, what you doing in my apartment? And I was like, I think I'm in the wrong apartment. That just kind of reminded me of that.
Good times.
That could have went bad.
Yeah, it went real bad.
It didn't, though. It did.
But yeah, man, just had a real good birthday. I mean, as we talked about, a couple of weeks ago, you know, just mental health and thinking about getting older. You know what I mean? When Wes was on the show with us, as far as that, you know, it feel real good to be back in the studio and to be with my guys and just living life the best I can. You know what I mean? And it's been real good.
And I just want to add a little bit. So on Tuesday, so I did much better for my nigga T's birthday than I did for Mondo's. But T went talking crazy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, baby? You know what I mean, baby? You know what I mean? Pack.
Because you know Mondo talk bad shit, baby.
Yeah, Mondo is talking shit.
I talk cash shit.
But man, I went over to T's to kick it a little bit. He was off for the day, so we had time to kick it. The plan actually was to be over there for like 4, 5, 6 hours, but the day in and of itself was bad. I had a car appointment I had to go to. My cousin ended up calling me, needed a jump. But man, we had a good time.
We had a real good time.
We had a good time. Went over there. DJ Murder was there when I showed up. His neighbor, who has the same fucking birthday as you, Antonio. Yeah.
His birthday is the same day.
The exact same day. So we kind of was double celebrating. We shot some pool. We played some cornhole.
20 corns.
Hey, man, this shit was dope, man. We had a really good time. So again, man, happy motherfucking soul day to you.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. I really do. Any other birthdays we're going to celebrate before we do what we do?
Let's see. My cousin Big Slim, happy birthday. My guy Walt Jenkins used to work with, happy birthday. I'm pretty certain I'm missing a handful. My niece Dee Dee birthday coming up. She in the Army. She doing an Army thing now. So, you know, it's going down. And, of course, all you Leos, our season is ending. Happy birthday.
I want to give it out to Sarah Nevins and Becca Nevins. Their birthdays happened on August the 12th. I want to give it out, of course, to myself. And then I got somebody very special I'm going to celebrate, but I'm not going to put her name out there right now.
You ain't even got to give it out to yourself, nigga, because I'm celebrating you, nigga. I've been from fucking Tuesday on to the next Tuesday, baby. T-Hyphenurtle's birthday, my cousin Hooley's birthday, my cousin Brian Joseph's birthday, Mondo, you done forgot Steph's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. We just said that before the show, too. So,
BJ's son's birthday.
Coming up, yeah.
Coming up.
Colin.
Colin. 19, turning 19. So, yeah, there's a lot of birthdays out there, man. A
lot of Leos.
A lot of Leos. Did I say, I think Papa's birthday was 2 days after my granddad's birthday. I know we talked about my granddad's birthday a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But Papa, my mom's husband, Papa Kevin.
Yeah, no, his birthday. Like, keep on, we're like, then you start thinking about more birthdays. Trent's wife, Cola, happy birthday. Big Vern and my girl, Kimberly's pop, happy birthday as well. There you go.
Well, you know what we do next.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Woo, 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 yeah.
I said, ooh, yay.
Ooh, yay.
It felt good doing that birthday song. It felt real good.
It did.
It felt good to my soul.
It did, man. I feel like niggas was enjoying it.
I tell you.
That was good stuff. Good stuff.
All right. So let's go on, move on to local and current news. Do y'all have anything? Because I got some things that I got local and current news.
Local and current news. I'm about to say, if you are a sports fan, UFC fight last night, Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards. It was the middleweight bout that happened. And Leon Edwards won the championship in the last round with one sweet fucking kick.
58 seconds ago.
Dude, did you watch it?
They wrote his obituary, yeah.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
I watched
about
it on the thing he gave me.
Oh, yeah, dude, same here. I did, too. So
they were saying he's done, that he had, you know, he's basically resorted to accepting the loss as a decision. And head kicked him out.
Boy, kicked the champ out.
The important thing about it is Anderson Silva's record is still intact.
There it is, because if Usman would have won, he would have broke Anderson and Spider Silva's record. If you're a UFC fan, you know what we're talking about. That was my local, or my current event, at least, that happened.
Locally, the Colts lost yesterday against the Lions.
Preseason.
Well, we always lose in preseason.
Yeah, we do.
So,
Two games in, right? Or three? Two games.
They only do three preseason games now instead of four.
Yeah, they extended the regular season to extra games.
But yeah, we lost to them yesterday, but it was a good game. It wasn't a bad game.
Did we try to go for the two-pointer at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, because I noticed, like, I was watching it till like maybe like 3 minutes in the fourth, and I seen the score was 27-26. And I was like, we must have scored. And then I was like, we went for a two-pointer.
Yep.
And so,
and that's exactly how the game ended.
But that's how you do in preseason.
That's how you do in preseason.
You check things. You're like those. That's the time where you want to try the unorthodox plays. Yeah,
absolutely.
To see what might work and what won't.
Check out your playbook type shit. You know, preseason is for that, and the Colts definitely use that to their advantage.
We've been doing it for 20 years.
Boy.
We suck at preseason.
Yeah, I tell you. It's okay.
on my birthday, since we were talking about my birthday, this is not a good conversation, like a happy conversation. They had a concert down at the field house, and a man fell off the third row down to the floor Tuesday night. He's in the hospital. He's still living.
But what concert happened. Was it?
It was Motley Crue.
They had the Motley Crue. I don't want to say White
Poison.
Snake. Yeah, it was Poison. It was
that type of concert.
That's an old 80s rock.
Yeah.
That's 80s, 90s rock.
I'm confused. So was Motley Crue performing?
Yes, it happened.
Okay, when it happened, yes.
Okay. But it was like Motley Crue, Poison, I think Mondo's right, White Snake or something like that.
It was a handful of groups. Yeah. It was a handful of groups.
But Motley Crue was the ones that was on stage when it happened.
What the fuck was he doing?
You were a girl! You did that tumble. You already know what happened.
Thought he was going to crowd surf.
Drunk
nobody,
as hell.
Nobody
drunk
him.
As hell,
drunk
probably.
Drunk as hell.
So, still praying for him, but drunk as hell.
Did you guys hear about China trying to make it rain
at the strip club?
No, right? Hey, right. That's what hey, these days, that's what you would think, but no, like literally. So you know, back in the day, like you got tribes and different religions that would do like rain dances or whatever. And so they're not doing it to that extent, but they're like trying to put chemicals and stuff up in the atmosphere.
Well, I heard that they got a satellite that, I mean, they may be here saying all that shit, but I heard, satellites that can kind of control the weather over there and all sorts of shit.
They currently absolutely do not have a satellite that can control the
weather. You never know.
I don't know, But I would say not, because I just read the story about them talking about putting chemicals to make it rain so they can avoid a drought.
China make PlayStation 5s and shit. You don't think they can't?
If they can control the weather, if they can control the weather, why would they even be in the midst of a drought?
Hey man, because they, you know, that's the game that China play. You know what I'm saying? China be getting down.
This little game that they play.
That's it, boy. China got some shit over there for your ass. Monkeypox.
But yep, nah, they supposed to be trying to make it rain, and not at the strip club.
Damn.
Yep.
That'd probably be fun going out with a Chinese businessman at the strip club, though.
I bet it would. Boy. I heard a story or two about not a Chinese man, but what was he? A Filipino or Taiwan? I don't know. But he was gay. Little girl boy.
Oh, okay. That turned different. that turned. Okay.
So, all right. So how did you meet this person? Well, did you fly him over?
Little girl boy.
the person I'm talking about, I worked with.
Oh.
He ended up quitting the job and became a cryptocurrency, a Bitcoin. So he travels and do all of that stuff. And like, he makes great money. But like some of the people that he's writing these blogs and shit for,
yeah,
they fly him different places to meet more investors.
Oh, so he's been to the Philippines and shit, yeah.
And he was telling, it ain't the Philippines ain't the one, but it's that area. It's the place. I want to say Taiwan. It's the place.
Yeah.
Malaysia?
Where they're known for having like
the boy girls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Malaysia, Philippines. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
BJ
okay.
knows.
Yeah.
I was waiting for somebody to open that door. Oh, you got a catalog.
So yeah, but he. Oh yeah, he.
Oh yeah.
He said you need to go to the bathroom. And no.
I'm cool, homie.
A guy massaging you while your dick is out.
Ah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna move forward from that.
Get that address.
So Ball State had some issues with their apartments that they were renting out to the college kids. So they've been having issues with getting like the as far as the prices, and they've been having issues with the renters when after they get them in finally, they've been finding maggots and mold and shit in their apartments.
You got beef with Wes or something? Mentioning Ball State, you know, his alma mater and shit like that, gonna put him on blast like that?
I did not say anything
about you, Wes. Damn, you went to Ball State, Wes? I did not know.
I knew he went there, but Mondo tried to turn it.
That's what friends do. You know, friends.
Mondo tried to turn that shit, man.
Right, yeah. For good times.
And bad times.
That's right. Damn it.
Wes, did you have maggot problems when you were there? Just shake your head. No. Okay.
Well, no. they haven't issues with the renters having mold and maggots and stuff in their dorms and stuff like that, the apartments.
Because I'm about to say, is Ball State in Muncie?
Yes.
Is it Muncie? Mm-hmm. It's in Muncie. Okay.
So,
actually, I one of the only other schools that when I was in college I went to that had a banging ass party.
Ball State.
Yep.
Yeah, Ball
it
State was
top 10 at one point.
I was about to say.
Okay.
For me, Ball State, DePaul University, and Greencastle. Used to have some live parties.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never been to a DePaul party.
Yeah, yeah.
I State, not so much. Purdue, believe it or not, that was washouts most of the time.
Yeah, Purdue sounds weird for some reason. I don't know what it was.
We went up here a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, twice.
Ball State.
Ball State, yeah, I went to some parties in DePaul University. Had a blast at both of those parties.
I actually did have fun at Purdue, too.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to have these, like, blackout parties.
Was it like Christian sleepovers?
No, they had, what do they have up there?
Was it lock-ins?
Cosmic
bowling.
For God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who's going to take a shot with me?
Yay! Jesus juice.
Okay, so IU has Lil 5, right?
Yes, sir.
Purdue has the Grand Prix. And so I went up there for that, and like they take all their bars and they put black trash bags on the bars, and you show up there at like 3 a.m. I mean, that shit was crazy.
Indiana State has the walk.
Is it like a bar crawl?
Indiana State does not deserve to be spoken in this
I
conversation.
I felt bad that we didn't say anything about ISU.
They have one street for their campus, so like maybe two.
Damn,
like,
man.
But
AP, who is drinking a lot of or taking a lot of drugs, drinking a lot of alcohol,
yeah,
said that the walk is the is by far a great alcoholic drug adventure.
I've heard that.
It sounds like it, though.
But overall, I understand what you're saying.
You're talking about like how they walk down and drink. They hit every fucking... I've heard that. And I bet you it is amazing. We did have one fucking amazing time. Sorry, real quick. One fucking amazing time at I-State. Yeah. We was at Bloomington. It was like, hey, it's going to be a party at I-State. So I'm talking about it had to have been a good 15, 20 cars mob from Bloomington to I-State so we can go have this party. Well, I was with my dude, Smitty, roommate, and a couple other people. We drinking. We get in a wreck like three blocks from our house. Cops come. We have to, the car's undrivable. We have to get out the car, get in another car. We still go to I-State, and nigga, we shut that shit down. That was one actually fun-ass party at I-State. Other than that, don't know.
It should sound like a blast, though. So.
It was.
Okay, well, shit. We talked about this on the way here, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure I bring this up. Hagerstown, Indiana, they won their first game in the Little League World Series. Lightning was striking and shit, and they had to wait. But they got on the field, and they won. So I'm looking out for them. I forget the other team that's from Indiana that's in the Little League World Series, but I'm definitely following them. Yeah.
I give it to you, T. Indiana love. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to beat you up on it like I beat you up in the car about it.
Hey, man, fuck
you. Indiana love with the baseball teams, Little League. Y'all go. You know, I'm with you.
So we got two Indiana teams in
the
series?
Yes, I don't know the name of the second one.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so they two Little League teams. Yeah.
Are these teams legit? Because, like, I feel like the last 5 years or so, all these motherfuckers that's been winning the Little League, like, a month later, they come back and be like, they was cheating and they recruited people or they paid the kid. Or
they had a 21-year-old on the squad. Like, shit, yeah.
Look, is Indiana legit? Do we know if they legit?
To my knowledge, they are. To my knowledge.
We got some real corn-fed kids out there.
Hey, Nick, I'm telling you, boy, there's more than corn in Indiana.
I'm telling you. I'm only
12. You got a beard. Damn, you drove here.
Mondo, do you remember Jonas Williams?
Hell yeah, Jonas was like a huge kid.
This dude. Nigga, in junior high school, this nigga had a full beard and looked like a man.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you, I played football with him.
It was crazy, yeah.
And let me tell you.
It's always one like hybrid, though. Him. Yeah, it's like a boy.
Torrey Scott.
Yep.
Hey, man.
That
I played
nigga was just huge.
That dude, I seen him crack somebody's helmet in half.
When
in
I went to school 50, I could have swore it was like an 18-year-old in sixth grade. I was like, this kid is like huge. I understand what's going on. So yeah,
I heard Torrey Scott picked up the back of a little car.
Yes,
I believe that. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that nigga was huge.
I was in conditioning with both of them, and I'm here to tell you, hey, both of them dudes strong as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't like when kids got held back to play football. Not a fan.
That's not fair.
Yeah, that's it.
No, he was like 16 in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
You're supposed to win.
Like, he's lighting people up. He should. Yeah. Real fast, Little League World Series. Taylor, Michigan won it last year because there's different than what he's talking about, the Little League World Series, and then there's the World Series.
Uh-huh.
It was canceled due to COVID, but then Michigan won it. And then the last foreign team to win it was 2017, which was Tokyo, Kitasu, Tokyo, Japan.
Well, all right, now. Tokyo.
Because the U.S. team plays the world.
I was like, you're talking about the world. You're talking about world.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about
U.S.
That's just a little league world.
Right. Okay, national.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the winner of what Indiana's in goes to play on the world team if they win it all.
Yeah.
Got you. That's dope. That's dope. How many teams are left? Do you know? Like, how many teams are still?
Six, I think.
I don't know.
I think there's six left.
And two of them are from Indiana?
One is.
One of them lost.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, but Hagerstown is still in it.
It's not bad.
But yeah, so that's that. And the last thing I got, two more things real quick before we move on to our sections. There's this place called Naptown Productions. They're doing a docu-series on black people in Indiana. They're also doing it with this a production company called Loving Life Productions. You can look them up on lovinglifeproductions.org. They're doing Circle City Storytelling. It'll be out in about 5 or 6 months, and it's a Naptown narrative.
There's one thing, if you don't mind, I did want to throw out there. Daddy Click, Daddy Yuri Smith is having a back to school Riverside thing coming up this weekend coming up. I know, because you know Sundays typically is probably over by then. If we record next Sunday, I just want to get that out there. Back to school bash, Riverside School 44 in the hood, Sugar Grove 2G, baby. Y'all know what time it is. Hey, turn it up.
Shout out to Daddy Click Yuri Smith, man. Holla.
Chess instructor Yuri Smith on Facebook. Catch up with him. He's doing great things in the hood, baby.
We need to also figure out what day Q, T, Mondo, and myself, and then obviously Wes is going to go 1313 Eatery for Chicken and Chuckles open mic. Because Q's going to do stand-up.
Oh, I've been thinking about it.
We need to find
I've been thinking about it. I actually have a couple of topics. Since you mentioned it a couple weeks ago, I've been thinking about it.
Because they're gonna
five minutes, right?
Yeah. Make about four.
Okay.
I'm way funnier than Q.
Then get your ass up here.
No.
But
no.
You're scared.
Way funnier.
This nigga looks way funnier than Q. You're not funny.
I'm gonna be way funnier. I will be hosting that night, funnier. And I'm gonna announce you as Robert Townsend the Fourth.
Goddamn, call me Meteor Man the Second.
Meteor Man.
But we can actually, since I help run it, we can kind of do what we want to do.
But yeah, I've been thinking about material, actually, since you've mentioned
that. Because I think all three of you should go up.
That'd be great.
You ain't said nothing but a word to T.
Because T's been doing it for 20 to 30 years.
He's been doing this for 20 years.
He's been on stage. He's been across the world.
Wow.
Happy birthday, T.
The only.
Welcome back, Mondo.
Notice how he said a word.
Yeah.
You the only something. What you win?
Hey.
You won something. I won an award.
I won two world championships.
There it is.
I've won two times.
Of the world, Craig.
Of the world.
Not just Indianapolis. Of the world.
Of the world.
Prince and Queen of Souls.
I have a 20-year ring that I achieved. I'm only the second black person to ever achieve that ring since 1984.
Over chocolate-covered mountaintops.
I'm telling you.
Hey, do you remember Mondo talking about a spoon ring he received?
Yes. He was mad about it. He was mad about that ring.
From his granddad.
I was mad.
He was mad about that ring.
Don't you bring that shit up on your stand-up.
Throw that little shit away.
No. All right, last thing I got for local and current news. Deshaun Watson, man, they ended up giving him 11 games, $5 million. And he's not getting paid while he is off until November 28th.
Equals
he
like
places the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was equals up to $5,666,660. It was like a crazy 66 number.
Yeah, it was.
But regardless, the crime doesn't fit the punishment. Homeboy Cal really got suspended for doing a $1,500 bet for a whole year from the NFL on like some NFL like FanDuel shit. And then you got Deshaun Watson, who's saying, please fucking touch my butthole, masseuse ladies. So
and Robert Kraft, an owner. Well, yeah. Listen.
Crime don't fit the punishment. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry for everybody who disagrees with this statement. What is the problem? Like, no one has still told
personal
me
conduct what in the NFL. Problem.
Like, asking somebody to suck your dick, to play with your booty hole, to like, how else do you get somebody to do it if you don't ask them?
You write a note that says circle yes or no with a heart.
Yeah, that's that old school do
now,
you like
now, don't
me
get
note.
Me wrong. Now if it's a situation where it feels like she doesn't have a choice or she's forced, or that's different. But it just sounds like, hey, this nigga was like, hey man, can I get my dick sucked?
And hey, you know, but hold on.
How do you get in trouble for that?
A masseuse shows up. And then you just disrobe and be like, hey, bitch, I want you to rub my balls, suck my dick, and then figure my booty hole. What's up?
And what did she say? No.
There it is. But it's like, but why are you?
Hold on, but how does that get you in trouble by asking? Closed mouths don't get fed.
I tell you, you better tell the truth. Because
that's the hood dynamic, though. That's the hood dynamic.
Preach.
When you are a professional football player, you can't be out here doing that shit.
I don't understand why. Robert Kraft did it. No problem.
Hey.
There are plenty of people that ask their
masseuse
for
extra services. I'm not disagreeing with
you
on that. I'm definitely not disagreeing with you. I think Robert Kraft should have been punished way more as well.
But if you're not criminally charged, where's the problem?
That's my question. What is the crime?
The crazy part is the crime is he didn't pay him off before they took it to court. He had an option to actually get this shit done and be like, hey, you know, whatever. But all of a sudden, he was like, no, I'm going to stand by my word. I didn't do this.
For what?
For apparently.
It was extortion. Because that's what they do. Just pay the extortionist and it'll go away.
There you go.
No.
I'm just saying, that's how it is.
Listen, I'm not. I don't care that he's suspended and he got that fine. I just don't understand what the fucking problem is.
I still think it's a conspiracy theory.
It absolutely is.
The Texans lost to Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
And to me, as soon as he said he wanted to be traded, all this shit came out.
Listen, this is what happens when the white man loses their workhorse.
Boy, yep. I'm trying to tell you.
When they lose their workhorse.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Because he was fine.
Dude, he was fine.
Until that.
And then also he's like, I don't want to play for the Texans no more. Shit hit the fan. Shit hit the fan like nobody's business. Somebody was like, you know what? Send this email out. You think? Swear to God. Hey, man, do you notice that? I notice that.
Yeah.
Send this email out.
Yeah.
You want to leave my team, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Hey, there it is. So I felt bad for him, but he caught the brunt.
Yeah, yep. They definitely got him. They laid stone to his ass.
He got screwed.
Yeah.
He got screwed. Yeah. Hey, I need another one of these. What's up?
Here you go.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Pass the birthday bottle.
The birthday bottle's being passed, people.
Is my mic still working? Because yes. My headphones are not. He just hit him with his foot.
Oh, my bad.
But it's cool. If y'all can hear me, I'm good.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. All right. Okay, so now let's break off into some of our sections.
Go for it, baby.
All right. Let's start off with... M-Dodo, you got any adventures here?
Yeah, turn it up for Indiana. No!
We're going to go from Hagerstown.
Hey, you know, we're going to start up in Indianapolis. Then we're going to go to Norristown, PA. And then we're going to come back to Indianapolis. Yeah! Oh. Welcome back to Indiana Dove.
Hey, Mondo.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to try to do me a...
He got it. Oh, sound
I should have known
back.
OCDT wasn't going to let that go for too long.
All right.
Don't let that go.
So yeah, my Indiana Doe story has to do with when I went down to went over to the East Coast, Norristown, PA, for the baby shower. My guy Rob and his Mrs. Hattie J expecting their first baby. So
congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Congrats.
They had an awesome baby shower, all that wonderful shit. Had a blast there with their family.
Cheers, fellas.
Toast. I ain't got nothing in my cup. I drink my shit.
It's right there.
I don't know. I'm gonna get it in a second. I'm sorry. I thought I still had something in my cup.
Yep.
Yeah, but
happy birthday.
So we down there, you know, visiting my girl Kimberly's family, what have not. And we go over Rob's house. And Rob is like, to me, Rob is almost like one of us. He's a gamer. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much, like, if you see this setup, it'd be like, oh, yeah, this is like at Wes's house or at T's house. I feel very comfortable. His wife, Hattie J, is German. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. German, and he's a black guy. You know, this is very interesting because I was like, damn, she's from Germany type shit. But she decides to cook for us. So I'm like, German dish. Who does, you know?
Sausages.
That's what you would think, right? Sausages, right? So she decides to cook, and she cooked some jerk chicken, which she air fried. But then it was this lasagna that she cooked, and I was like, okay, lasagna, but she called it TikTok lasagna. Have you guys ever heard of TikTok lasagna?
No.
TikTok lasagna, you know, because I guess, you know, nowadays you can go on TikTok for everything, of course, and people put these little dishes together and about, you know, in these little 30-minute clips. And then, you know, they serve it to people, all that shit. So TikTok lasagna. And I was like, oh, it's a big square she gave me too. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't really know what's in this lasagna whatsoever. But I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to try this lasagna and hopefully that I will enjoy this lasagna. Well, while we're watching Prey, the new Predator movie. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I've not seen the movie. I've seen the trailer.
A great movie. And Bullet Train is good, too. If you haven't seen it with Brad Pitt,
yeah, I want to see that, too. I've seen the trailer.
And then watch The Sandman on Netflix. I'm getting all my movies out the way on this shit, too. We're watching Prey. She brings me this big square of lasagna. And so, you know, I got the teriyaki chicken or the jerk chicken, what have not. And, I put my fork into the lasagna. And, you know, I'm cutting my square. And it's like these little entrails pop out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this lasagna? I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck is that? Is that ramen noodles in the lasagna? It's some motherfucking ramen noodles in the fucking lasagna.
Was it good?
Dude, it was the weirdest shit ever.
Was it good?
Yeah, thank you. Was it good?
So, well, for her story, I set it up. So, I put my fork in this shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I'm looking at this. I was like, is this a fucking ramen noodles? So I hit my girl Kim. I hit her leg, Kim. like, yeah, I'm trying to get her attention. She know not to look at me because I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these motherfucking noodles in this lasagna?
It look like so, little tentacles. Yeah, coming
you know,
out
motherfucker just spills out like a motherfucker got his like a Mortal Kombat fatality. This motherfucker got his dick cut in the.
It was that secret touch that you touch her leg. Yeah, you know. And she's like, I ain't gonna look at this nigga. She, I'm gonna start laughing. Go.
She did not want to look at me because I'm like, baby, what the fuck is going on with this lasagna? And she ain't looking at me because she knows she look at me, she's about to bust out laughing because I'm wondering what the fuck is going on with this lasagna. This ain't regular lasagna. This ain't got the, you know, the rigatoni and shit in it. It's got fucking ramen noodles in it. Believe it or not, it wasn't that bad. But I had to eat that whole square just not to be rude with ramen noodles in lasagna.
Oh, I'm fine with telling somebody something nasty.
Yeah, if I don't like your shit, you can have it back.
It's okay. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like you can't please everybody all the time. And
that's the reason why I had breakfast at my wedding. Because typically, if you have breakfast, everybody eats something at breakfast.
But the
you
weird
know what I mean?
Part about it was, it wasn't bad and it wasn't good.
Right.
It was middle.
It was the most neutral.
It sound like it was good.
It didn't sound like something I'd be like, I'm going to make that shit when I get home.
Oh, no, hell no. When you know,
it
that's
don't
like,
sound like that.
Like, when I went, we went to her pop's house afterwards, and he was like, oodles and noodles? And at first I was like, what the fuck is oodles and noodles? You know, I'm used to ramen noodles. Ramen noodles is oodles and noodles on the East Coast.
I heard of that.
But he was baffled about oodles and noodles.
What about the jerk chicken? How was that?
Jerk chicken was actually pretty good.
But that's a fucking Southern. That's not a...
It was a total Italian with Jamaican mix. So you got jerk chicken, which is Jamaican.
Was it right. Cajun?
And then you got lasagna, which is Italian. So it's a total like crazy dish overall. So,
okay.
Was it like Cajun chicken?
Jerk chicken has it's kind of like a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
But it was air fried, which made it kind of weird
but
too.
But she didn't make any German meals?
No, it was oodles and noodles. It was TikTok. it was TikTok lasagna and some jerk chicken. So the dish was just like everywhere.
Okay.
But yeah, it would be some shit that like I was like, I wasn't mad that I tried it.
Were you high when you ate it?
No.
Oh, you should have
so,
been.
So you know, but then you
I would have taken it to three other levels.
Hold up. Yeah. I wasn't high and I wasn't drinking.
Mm.
So you already know. I got the full sober experience.
What kind of vacation were you on?
Did
somebody say vacation?
It was definitely more of a meet and greet. I had TikTok lasagna. I would say that was something different.
Well, that's a different Indiana Indiana dope story
Indiana
right
dope
there,
story,
boy.
Some TikTok lasagna.
That's a different one right there, boy.
Have your missus make it.
Won't be doing that.
I don't know. I'm curious a little bit.
Nah, I can't put ramen noodles with lasagna.
That's nope. What you did with the other
time. Like, no. Nope.
Try you some TikTok lasagna. Yeah!
Go to Philadelphia and get you some. Yeah!
Now, just, of course, you know, they don't just make that shit.
that was part of your story.
Oh, it was, definitely. You right.
All right. Okay, well, let's move on to our next section up in this mug. Now, we got to go to the smoke break.
Ooh.
We got to go here for a special, special reason. Now, me and Q had a decent little conversation about the pack corner and the smoke break, and I didn't know which one I was going to throw this section in.
You should see the way
I'm
that
doing.
Q looked at you when you said
no,
that.
No, I looked at
like,
Q, and I stopped looking at him.
What the fuck is he about to talk about?
Don't worry about it. He'll remember. We just going to have this smoke break because, you know, sometimes you smoke, you got to go get yourself something to eat.
I love moments like these because right now, because we talked about a few good topics, so whichever one you pick is going to be great. I like moments like these. I'm ready.
So sometimes we need to go ahead and have a little smoke break.
Ooh, doggy.
All right. Sometimes you got to have your little smoke break and you got to go get yourself something to eat. And, you know, I like cooking. I love cooking. That's one of my favorite things to do. If I didn't work on cars, I promise you I would have went to school for being a culinary chef. I love to cook. But this pack corner or this smoke break is something that we ended up doing together. We went to McDonald's. You remember when we went to McDonald's?
I do.
And we were sitting down. We got our food. We sat down in the back, back there. And you was like, T, what you doing? So I'm putting a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper. The pepper is what you remember. I put a little pepper and stuff on there, made it taste like a home burger.
This a smoke break?
No. This is a Pat Corner.
Hey, I was high. You was high.
Fair
we
enough.
Was high.
Fair enough.
I'm going to leave that right there.
All
right. Now, nope.
Well, that would make 80% of our life a smoke break.
That would.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
We do a lot of smoking.
But go ahead. Go ahead. No. But this, because I remember this story, it changed my life. Go ahead.
So, like, I did that, and, you know, we had just smoked. So I said to get that out the way. And then we went and we got some food. We sat down and we ate. And I did that, and he was like, why are you doing that? I'm like, dude, it make it seem like it came from home. I don't know why, but. A little bit of salt and pepper. I don't know what it does to it, but it makes the burger taste so much more good than just eating the burger normal. And you had told me, you said, it looked like what you just said, it changed your life. Tell me about that.
Yeah, like I literally, first of all, I do not think we smoked before we ate that. Because we were in high school and we went to, but that don't mean nothing. You're right. We could have.
Bruh.
But yeah, we were sitting down there, and Terrell, motherfucker, got like, I just saw like 5-6 packs of pepper, you know, the little white packets, and he opened them, mm-hmm. and he started putting on a burger, and I'm like, nigga. And you added lettuce.
Yes.
And you added lettuce, yes. And pepper. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he was like, man, I'm telling you, man, it makes the burger so delicious. And you know, it's T, and me and T, especially back in high school, I'm like, this motherfucker done lost his damn mind. But I'm always down to try something. Let me tell you, man, the pepper on the burger, add lettuce and put pepper on the burger, it absolutely transforms it from a fast food burger to something that's more akin to like something you get at home.
Hmm.
Because of that, every single time I cook hamburger meat, a burger, anything like that, it gets drowned in black pepper.
Oh, absolutely.
And it is, and onions, black pepper and onions. That is what, yeah.
That's a mama burger.
Yep, yeah, I learned. Yeah, I got that from T-Hyphenerdo back in the day. Yep.
And I'm quite for sure, that I'm always going to do this for the rest of my life.
All right, so that's a smoke break pack corner?
It was a pack corner.
Oh, it was a pack corner.
Yeah. Our smoke break, remember we were going to talk, well, one of the topics was going to be window shopping. Remember?
Window shopping.
Yep. I got it written down.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but we don't mean. But no. I mean, hey, it's T's show. Hey, if you want to call it a smoke break, we'll call it a smoke break. But the smoke break is supposed to stimulate your mind. That didn't really stimulate the mind. It was just hey,
it stimulated.
It made
taste
me hungry.
Buds.
It made me hungry. Yeah.
I'm starving.
Lettuce, lettuce and pepper.
I've never had spinach on a burger. I might try that one day. I like spinach.
That sounds kind of crazy too. I don't know. I've never had that either.
Yeah.
Y'all never had like spinach as far as like in your salad?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay,
not on
okay.
my burger instead of lettuce.
Okay, yeah,
this
okay,
is done.
Okay.
This is a smoke break.
Right.
This is a smoke break.
Should you put spinach on your burger?
I'm
like,
curious.
Will it change the dynamics? Because I do it on, since I worked at Subway, you know.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, because they say that eating lettuce damn near, like, you burn more calories than you actually intake when you eat lettuce or something like
it
that.
It seems like it's a lot of crunching.
Right, and a bunch of water.
Well, and that's kind of like eating grapes. Like, when you eat grapes, it's basically like drinking water.
Really?
Watermelon.
I heard that about watermelon, yep, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
So, but yeah, I'm curious about putting spinach on my burger. I wonder if that's
just grapes and watermelon and water.
Watermelon is basically water.
Yeah,
it has no calories.
Oh, my gosh. But it threw my mind for a world. Like, when it was
hey,
like,
man, you just ate lasagna
baby.
And noodles. Shut the fuck up.
Lasagna and ramen noodles, bro.
Shut but that shit down.
Here's the beauty of it, T. That's the essence of a smoke break.
Yeah.
your mind got fucked, right?
There
you
go. That's my mind was fucked.
What the hell are we talking about right now?
Grapes and ramen noodles.
Well, we eventually made it there.
Good shit. Good shit.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get it wrapped up. Any final thoughts or...
You know, as always, thanks everybody for tuning in every week, listening to us, for the weeks that we actually are able to get into the studio. Appreciate all that you guys do. I don't know what the fuck that was, BJ. But yeah, man, check us out on all of our platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, and yeah, man, one love. We love you guys.
I do have something. The three restaurants were Trevi Italian Restaurant. It's kind of off the strip. Not really. It's part of the strip. Trevi Italian Restaurant. It was like award winning restaurant.
Okay.
I had a veal with the vodka sauce.
Ooh.
Oh my. We went to Carmine's, another Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. Amazing food, and then Gallagher's.
I've never had veal.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did they have the lasagna with the ramen noodles?
You can tell when you've been with people who've never been to like nice places.
Oh yeah.
When they ask you what MP means.
Military police?
Right.
Market price.
Market, I'm about to say. Hey, there's so many options here. Okay.
Yeah, at a restaurant it said market price, and the guy people with me was like, what does that mean? It's like market price, like it's so fresh, it all depends on what they paid for it at the market. Because your food comes from a market.
Dude, people are so, when it comes to those fancy restaurants and stuff, people get it they go to a whole new level. Mm. Like when my dude Jason was here and we skated, like, I didn't realize that I wasn't gonna have to pay for nothing, right? So we go to this nice ass restaurant and everything. Mm. And he comes out, but like, because he's paying, he orders all the food. Like, we didn't know it. Like, he ordered a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
That thing. Steaks. Mm. I mean, it was great. It was great. But when people start getting in them high priced meals and shit, things get different.
Yeah. Yeah. But check out, my favorite place to go was Gallagher's. The just how the waiters were, you could tell the professional waiters, professional. They had a team working out there. The bread was amazing. And then the tomahawk steak was good. And I had another ribeye that was aged. Mm. Their meat was aged. Not what you think, Mondo.
It sounds delicious.
But Vegas was fun. I felt better out there. I could breathe better out there. We were walking 25,000 steps a day. Even my watch was like, what are you doing? But it was a lot of fun. And if you're into people watching, it is beautiful. Oh, real fast, though. And then we need to wrap the show. You said you walked in the wrong person's apartment during a party?
When it wasn't even a party, but yes.
Yeah. So we went to an after party of one of the vendors. It was the most awkward I've ever felt in my life.
Mm.
Just, you know, it was on the 67th floor. Walk in and there's people in there and you don't know them. There's like food and alcohol, and I'm just it is the most anxious thing for this guy.
It's my wheelhouse.
So I started stealing sandwiches and passing them out in the fucking lobby of the hotel. You look hungry. Just start passing.
It's that Angelina Jolie symptom.
Jesus.
And then if you follow me on Snapchat, you guys got to see that I did a video vlog of it all.
Yes.
I see that. Check it out.
Yeah, I have some of it, but no, like a Q thing. Let's be serious for a moment. I was having real bad anxiety. Q called me on Sunday. I was not feeling really good. And so he called me and like, thanks, man. Like, I felt better after I got off the phone with you.
Yes.
So I know we always fuck. Like, I'm a cunt. I know I am. But like, you know, it was just like, how long have we been doing this show?
We're a group of assholes. Over 2 years.
And then like you called me and like he just pet me up and I felt better when I got on the plane the next morning and just like felt good going into my I had two presentations.
Oh.
They bombed, but
I still got it. Mondo, I still got it.
But when he asked us how we felt about things, I was upfront and on. It's like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Looked right at the owner and told him how I felt, and he respected it.
Nice.
And then he gave us $100 to gamble. I was like, nah, fuck you, man. This is underpaid money. You should have paid me a long time ago. I brought it home.
I would have.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was about to say, yeah, same as Q said, listen to all of the platforms, all that bullshit. Glad to be back. Super Booker T's birthday. Turn up time. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and end this one. It's good to be back in the studio. We took a couple weeks off. But continue to follow us and continue to give us your support if you can. We're out there. We're doing the best that we can. You know, we're just trying to keep it growing and growing and growing. So from the PatCast, from Money Q, from Wesley, from BJ, from M. Dodo and Hyphen Erdo, we got to say, oh, 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 oh.